A new group can now get the COVID vaccine jab. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Centers for Disease Control Director Rochelle Walensky announcing on Saturday that children under the age of 5 are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
The advisors unanimously approved the opening of vaccines to kids as young as 6 months old. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine doses for kids under 5 years old were okayed by the FDA on Friday. Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. Moderna's sequence is two shots, each a quarter of the adult dose, given about 4 weeks apart for kids 6 months old through 5 years old. Doses are expected to be administered starting next week.
Gas prices soaring to a record high national average of $5 a gallon. President Biden is placing the blame not only on the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but on oil companies as well. GOP Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas says the Biden administration needs to change its focus.
Are at max capacity. We're asking for more capacity. We're asking for this government to get out of the way and release the full potential of the American energy industry.
ExxonMobil said on Wednesday that their gas supplies investment has caused almost a 50% increase in U.S. oil production. The Philadelphia Fire Department is mourning the loss of a 27-year veteran firefighter.
Firefighters were able to get the fire under control within just a matter of minutes, but it's after they went inside to inspect the damage that things went terribly wrong. The other trapped firefighters were taken to the hospital. All of them were reported in stable condition. As for the building inspector, he was treated and released.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The Colorado Avalanche trouncing the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-0 in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hillary Clinton says she has no plans to run again for president.
Out of the question. That's Hillary Clinton's response to the Financial Times, which asked if she'd consider running for president in 2024, particularly if President Biden does not seek a second term. She said, first of all, I expect Biden to run. He certainly intends to run. It would be very disruptive to challenge that. There have been whispers in Democratic circles about possibly looking for a new nominee, but the president has given no indication he would support that. In fact, the Washington Post reports that Biden may announce his 2024 candidacy next spring. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Seven staffers from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert arrested Thursday following the January 6th committee hearing. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
The Late Show team came to interview three House Democrats, including Adam Schiff. And then they came back to the Capitol complex later on Thursday night, and they were caught in the building after hours. They were denied press credentials to cover the 1-6 committee hearing by the House Radio TV Gallery because they are comedy and not press. But they came back later that day. They were let in by an aide to Auchincloss. They were charged with unlawful entry.
Researchers discover a unique group of polar bears in Greenland.
Scientists have discovered an isolated population of polar bears in southeast Greenland, an area that is free of sea ice for most of the year. The discovery is offering hope that some polar bears might survive the loss of sea ice caused by climate change. Polar bears in the Arctic depend on sea ice as a platform for hunting seals. But as it melts, bears are scrambling to find food. In the study funded by NASA, Researchers say this subset of polar bears has been isolated for hundreds of years. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.